Welcome to Off the Record, everyone. This is Andres, and you didn't think I was gonna stay quiet, did you? I was so busy yesterday, Monday. It was just one of those Mondays, and this tooth is gonna feel like an extended Monday, but I wanted to take a little bit of time to just give you an update as to what exactly is happening. Because if you've been keeping up with all of my episodes, which I know is a lot, but if you've actually been keeping up because you're interested in knowing what the heck is going on, what is the media not telling you, then anything and everything that's gone on will not come as a surprise. That's why last week on Monday, I did an episode called Things Are Going As Expected. And now that the Electoral College has officially voted, January 6th is when the Electoral College vote is then certified by the Senate. So what are those things that can happen? If you think this is about Trump, this is about something way bigger than Trump. It's about the Republic as a whole. Because what the Democrats are intending to do with these systems in place that no one wants to challenge, the Trump's lost this and that. He didn't lose dozens upon dozens of cases, as Joe Biden and the media like to claim. He's only brought like 3 or 4 cases. Here's the evidence that I brought. Yeah, but I don't want to look at it. So no. And when the Supreme Court not looking at the Texas case and other cases, they're like, see, even the Supreme Court knows this is all baseless. They didn't say it was baseless. They said they will still look at it, they'll hear it, but just not yet. See, the thing is, when the cases were being brought up, including the one in Pennsylvania, the two congressmen there, they were asking, hey, look, since we have to resolve this case that we're bringing forward to you, we're asking you in the meanwhile to decertify the election of said state. And the case of Trump, asking to decertify elections in several states. So, of course, when you look at it, it's like, we can't do that. There's not enough time. The Electoral College is set to vote, and we're not going to stop the entire process while we figure this thing out, even though we should. We're not going to do that. That's basically the bottom line of all the legal jargon gobbledygook that you probably didn't understand. You were letting the media dissect it for you. That's not what the media told you that these courts said is not what these courts said. The only ones you should know about that the courts said in what way are the two Supreme Court justices of the state Supreme Court in Wisconsin. Left-wing radical judges need to recuse themselves because they just don't want anything to do with Trump. One of those judges said, oh yeah, what you're asking for is racism. Like, racist for justice? Like, whatever. Okay, fine. That's what your position, because to a liberal, everything is racist. And the other one said, yeah, we're not going to stop or decertify the election so you can keep your king. Like, keep your king. Like, look, if Trump were the dictator, the king, any of these liberals and left-wing radicals said that he was, believe me, no one would be able to criticize him. There would be no media. That's king does not leave his detractors in place. So whatever. Anyway, I don't want to get into that topic because then we start talking about Trump derangement syndrome and I don't want to get into it. So what you need to know right now are certain things that did happen yesterday that the media is not talking about that are very important and key for what happens between now and January 6th and ultimately January 20th. January 20th is the swearing in of the new president. And if anything between now and then is not resolved by January 20th, if Trump still hasn't conceded and there's still legal challenges, technically that means the Speaker of the House ends up becoming the president interim while this is being figured out. So this is the closest thing we ever seen to that part of the Constitution where, in this case, Nancy Pelosi might be president interim if this is not figured out, which is why I want this thing figured out. And now that we have evidence, studies, and reports to show beyond a reasonable doubt where the crimes have occurred, these other states need to address it. Because see, the thing is, the Electoral College voted, but they voted with tainted votes. And now more proof is in the pudding. In the case of Georgia, that was already proven. But the corrupt Secretary of State and his office and even the weak-spined or the spineless Republican governor did nothing about it. For 1 month, President Trump's been calling for a signature audit in the state of Georgia. They wouldn't give it to him. They said, well, do a recount. You're just counting the ballots. You're not confirming whether they're legit or not. But they just kept recounting and recounting. And conveniently, every time Trump got more votes, because they kept finding, oh, yeah, sorry, this one was meant for you. But still, it didn't confirm which are legal and illegal. So yesterday, the Secretary of State finally calls for a signature audit of Fulton County or Cobb County or both. I forget. And it's going to take 2 weeks. And apparently, he might expand it statewide because they're finally addressing the concerns. Why didn't you address it when it was asked for a month ago when there was still time? Now it's like, this might be a Hail Mary. But you're finally doing your job is the point. that you should have done in the case of the pressure that was against attorney Bill Barr. So not all this stuff against Hunter Biden's coming to the light, but it's been in the light that was censored by Big Tech 2 months ago. And now we're finding out this investigation has been going on for maybe 2 years. Why on earth did this stuff not get more press play? Why did the Department of Justice not be more blatant about this? Well, Bill Barr saying, we didn't want to interfere with the election. You didn't want to interfere with the truth? Oh, man. Dude. Yeah, that's called voter suppression. Next up, what else? We got the signature audit happening in Georgia. The key thing is what happened from a forensic audit that was done in Atrium County, Michigan. So this one I talked about several times on my show. I recommend you go back to Groundhog Day Part 6 to get more in-depth the entire story of what happened there. But we can tell you the conclusions based on yesterday, because the Secretary of State was not allowing the disclosure of the forensic results. And the judge yesterday morning at 8:30 local time held a hearing to follow up on this and said, you can disclose it, just redact the code. So it was disclosed. It showed that the Dominion voting system in Atrium County, where 6,000 votes were switched to Biden that were actually Trump's, were programmed to do so. And the audit of the system, the conclusions thereof show that, yes, these systems were set up to be that way to create systemic voter fraud. Uh-oh. So now that comes out. And this was spearheaded by attorney Matthew DiPerno. He sent that analysis over to all state legislators sitting in the Congress, and President Trump has it in his hands. So this is going to get a lot more play, because today, this morning, apparently Clark County, Nevada, where there were big issues there with the Dominion voting systems, showed that their system was 70% set up for error rate. What it all means gets really complicated, and I don't want to trip over my words in saying it. So I'm going to be leaving links to this in the show notes of the company's episode at www.dangerousandglobal.com, so you can check it out for yourself what that all actually means and how the fraud could have taken place. Because we have video proof in Georgia where poll watchers were kicked out, and now we find out that the vote, that the county never stopped. You say, oh, fact checkers debunked that. They debunked that within an hour. So like someone had an alibi. Actually, that alibi backfired on them, because it only made it look worse for them. Because every single media outlet covering election night there was saying Farmers Arena was being evacuated and county was being stopped for the night because of a water pipe burst that never happened. And the counting stopped for the night, and the video shows the counting never stopped. So what does that tell you? Oops. Like, yeah, maybe you should have kept your mouth shut, Gabriel Sterling, who elections manager of the Georgia vote. You're complicit in all this. Anyway, I don't want to address that. So the last point I want to leave you here, because I don't want to make this too long. There are two more points, but this is the main one. What happened yesterday were several states, legislators actually provided an alternate slate of electors for the Electoral College. So the official ones being turned over obviously were the ones from the ones that were certified at the vote by the Secretary of State, well, provided by the governor, who then certified it and then submitted it to the Electoral College. Okay, but the state legislators provided an alternative slate. What does that mean? We have the six swing states. The first two to do so were Georgia and Pennsylvania, and then they were followed by, not in this order, but Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona, and Nevada. All of them provided the electoral vote for Trump as an alternative. So what, and not just that, New Mexico did the same. This is a big deal, because what this all means, with all this being found about the audit, and now signature audits, the actual signature audits being done, more audit finding out that, yeah, these systems were in place that were corrupt. What does it mean then if these electoral college votes are tainted? Well, this is from Reuters from October. The states with close contest between the two candidates could produce competing slates of electors, one that's certified by the governor and the other by a legislator, which is exactly what happened yesterday that no one wants to talk about or approach. Both chambers of the United States Congress could accept the same slate of electors, which will almost certainly put the matter to rest. That would be on January 6th, folks. And it's accepted by the Congress. They'll accept it, and that's it. But which one would they accept? That's a different question. The chamber could also split, which is more likely if the Republicans retain control of the Senate and Democrats hold on to their House majority. Because if that happens, if the House majority, which are Democrats, say we accept the ones from that secure Biden, and then the Republican-controlled Senate says we accept the ones that vote for Trump, Well, if they can't agree on a set of electors, the country will then, this is uncharted territory. But it is in the Constitution. The Electoral Count Act often described, well, I don't want to get into the description of what this guy's talking about, but here we get to the note that's interesting. Academics have sketched out several scenarios. Under one, Pence, as president of the Senate, could throw out the set of state electors. Another contemplates the House of Representatives could end up choosing between Biden and Trump, the House of Representatives. This scenario would give one vote to each state, and since Republicans have more states with Republican majorities, President Trump will likely be the winner. We talked about this before. And this is, look, and I mentioned this before, if this is not resolved by January 20th and it goes on and beyond a contested election, that means Democrat Nancy Pelosi would become the acting president. So that's pretty scary. What you need to understand, though, as I mentioned before, and I mentioned this program, so nothing will come as a surprise to you. I even brought it up on my episode, even if Trump loses, he wins. In this case, it's not about Trump. It's about the Republic. And that's the most important thing that you need to know, because we have a Senate runoff race in Georgia that's going to use the same systems of corruption, which is why this audit is important. Even if it doesn't flip the election or the results there in favor of Trump, at least to weed out any of the irregularities, give us more peace of mind to make sure that if whatever the Senate ends up happening on Georgia is not contested as well, or else we're going to be in extreme constitutional crisis, because this has never happened in our history. But the founding fathers believed that it would happen someday. They believed it would, because they believe that's what democracy would do. Folks, we are a republic for a reason. And if mob rules, if the mob becomes the majority, then they get their way, people are being punished as a result of it. I thought that the motto of the Tolerant Party was to help those that are victimized by the oppressors. But in this case, we have big media, we have the Democrat Party, we have big tech, we even have freaking China involved in some way, somehow manipulating us against one another with information warfare and all that, and spies. We have this big old oppression going on against the United States, battling for the soul of this country. So yeah, I agree with Biden there. It's about the battle for this country's soul, except that he picked the wrong side because he's in their pocket. But anyway, that's what's going on that you need to be aware of. Those were the two points that I wanted to leave you with as to what is still happening, what can still happen, and it shouldn't come as a surprise to you, because the media won't tell you. You're not going to know about this. That's why I'm telling you. I tell you this, and I've been keeping up to date. I've been doing these episodes for election coverage, so when the crapper hits the fan, you shouldn't be surprised about any of this, because the media trying to tell you that Trump's trying to steal the election, when it was the media and big tech telling you that all this contest Biden was going to do because Trump was going to steal the election by winning outright. So the guy can't get a break. If he wins, he cheated. If he lost and is using the legal remedies available to him on the Constitution in our republic to secure a win legally, he's cheating. So he can never, ever win. He can't step outside in his rain and say, wow, it's raining. You're an idiot. It's bright as day. No, that's exactly the scenario that Trump derangement syndrome brings people to believe. And it's pretty sad. We need election integrity. Let's see where the chips land when all has settled. Thanks so much for listening to this latest episode of Off the Record. In case I don't do another episode between now and then, check out the Election Groundhog Day Part 7, which will debut this Friday, the contested election. See you on the next one.